Take care. I love you. Daddy loves you.
Adamo, let it rain, let it snow. Here we go, start the show. Breakfast lot, take a bite, make it right. Spaghetti, oh, no. Wait till lunch, crunch my cereal bunch. Adamo, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, breakfast show.
Whoa, I'm on drugs and I'm in the desert. Wow, this is cool. Hey, Daddy O, it's Adam O, and I am taking my kids' show this summertime to Burning Man. You know what Burning Man is, boys and girls? It's where you do drugs and see a lot of titties. Adam O. Welcome back to the program, boys and girls. This is Adam O, your weekly children's host that's made of cereal. Well, I hope you're listening. Last week we had the world famous, well, not so famous, about to be famous, Brody Stevens. And that was pretty interesting. The School of Comedy by Brody Stevens. Brody Stevens, positive energy. Well, this week, like I said, I'm going to Burning Man this summer with my kids' show, and I'm excited. I have not a clue what Burning Man is, besides it's a lot of drugs, sex, and I don't even know if it's rock and roll. It's some type of psychedelic music. So today in studio, I have a really, really wonderful surprise for you kids listening to this podcast, the Adam O Podcast. My guest claims to be the co-founder, or one of the many co-founders, and her uncle was one of the founders of Burning Man. Her name is Laura. Lara Makovich. Please welcome, boys and girls, the one and only, one of the co-founders of Burning Man. Uncle was Larry Harvey, the founder of Burning Man. Please welcome Lara Makovich, everybody.
Thank you, Adam, for having me.
Speaking to the mic, Lara.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Oh, no, you're very welcome. I can't hear you too well. If you want to turn up that microphone and speak to the people with rings in their ears.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, pierced people.
Oh, I can't hear you. You're still a little low there.
Hello, my pierced loved ones.
Well, Lara, you might want to turn up that mic just a little bit.
Okay.
You know,
is that
like
better?
When you founded
better?
Burning Man, you were speaking to the mass about this idea you had, or your uncle had, Larry Harvey. So, Lara, welcome to the studio. Welcome to the Adam O Podcast. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Very, very cool. Well, Lara, so you claim to be one of the co-founders of this extraordinary event that goes on annually called Burning Man. Is that true?
I would say that I serve as an inspiration of the original intention.
Wow.
But
are you a little nervous about it? Is this your first podcast?
I have done a few podcasts.
Are you on drugs?
Aphrodisia. I'm not on drugs at this moment.
Okay, but you do a lot of drugs? I take it everything in Burning Man exists around drugs.
There certainly are a lot of drugs at Burning Man. I think it's quite a party. And that may all be that it is right now.
Great. Well, you're an interesting guest. So tell me more about what it's like to be one of the founders of Burning Man. How did that come across? I mean, there must be a lot of controversy.
Well, as a community experience, I believe that there are many influences and many inspirations that build such a movement. However, I do not like to associate myself with the business aspect or the inflation and over-exploitation that has happened.
Well, okay. Very
and,
cool.
Have you gotten your tickets yet? Because
no, but I'm going to be doing my kids' show at Burning Man this
Maybe.
Year. What's that?
It's quite an expense and a bit elitist at this point. There's a lottery. One can only get tickets if they win a lottery.
Well, I thought I could just show up and go to Burning Man with my kids show and do it for kids on drugs.
Perhaps that's not the greatest place to channel your wonderful creative energy.
This is probably why I've never been to Burning Man, because the way you're speaking is so enlightening. It's like the Pope delivering a speech on Christmas. It's terrific. I mean, you are a real Burning Man champion. I've been intimidated for a while. I talk a lot and you don't have much to say, but it's all in your heart and soul, right?
Yes, I do. I understand that there's a wonderful intention behind such a vision of uniting community. However, I'm afraid that that has been lost a bit.
Now, did your uncle also have the same tone of voice as you? Very methodical, larger than life type of voice?
Yes.
A lot of periods in the sentences?
Yes.
Got it. So tell me about Larry Harvey. Growing up with him, did you grow up with him? Was he in a cult? Was he in Jonestown?
I didn't know him very well.
By the way, Larry Harvey is one of the co-creators of Burning Man, this extraordinary event that goes on in the desert. And this happens to be his niece, if you're tuning in right now, Laura Mekovich. So, Laura, continue telling us about your uncle, Larry Harvey, the co-founder of Burning Man.
Well, he doesn't know me well. I could be a bit unacknowledged in his life at this point.
That's amazing. Some of the best insightful information I've ever heard on this podcast. No, it's pretty neat. Continue.
Well, I do believe that when the ritual started as a way to bring people together and share a transformational experience, that there was a lot of power in it.
So there's a lot of community at Burning Man.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. What happened?
Well, I'm not sure that when it became an event where one could buy their way in, so to speak. That
you have trouble in court when everybody's trying to sue you off of who owned Burning Man? I mean, when the judge asks you a question, I mean, is it hard for you to articulate like what's on your mind in a court? Because
I try to stay away from the legal system.
You do? That's what I was getting
of course.
At. Neat. Interesting. So you're part of the 1%.
Yes, I am.
You just collect kids' money. You are, right?
No.
You're in disguise right now, pretending to be a Burning Man soldier.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to Burning Man, and I'm really excited. And that's why I'm really excited to have you here today, Laura Mekovich.
Well, I do wish you would reconsider, darling, because the real world could use your talents and creative juices, perhaps a little more than the arid desert.
Neat. That is fantastic. Do you play any music, Laura? I mean, when you go to Burning Man, explain your experience. Like, when you first get there, day one, how is it? Laura,
I've been a few times.
A few times. Okay. So day one, how does it go?
It looks a little better online than it does in real life. It's a survivalist experience. Not the most pleasant conditions for a party. And you need a lot of money to be comfortable there.
Okay, this makes absolutely no sense. You say you're one of the co-founders of Burning Man, or at least your uncle Larry Harvey was, and you're dissing Burning Man as we progress in this lovely conversation, saying that you need a lot of money. Wouldn't you want to be selling Burning Man to the kids? I mean, you're kind of losing my interest to do my kids' show there.
When it became commercial and it became...
How did it become a commercial?
Something as... it became like buy your way into.
By the way, that's an LSD laugh she just did.
Utopia.
And then she saw a little tiger with eyes coming out of its tail. Neat. Continue. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know anything about drugs or Burning Man, so if I'm saying things out of my behind.
I'm just trying to catch up to you. It's been many years. I've boycotted the event.
Trying
honestly.
To catch up to me?
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to catch up to you.
Your fresh perspective on what the possibilities of this event could bring for you. All right, now that we know everything you're saying,
would you like to introduce us to your, as you call them, your assistant or the gentleman next to you that looks kind of like Russell Brand on, you know, PCP? I'm sorry. He's looking at me kind of strange. That's a joke.
Burning Man joke. My friend,
Crystal Ball.
Okay, Crystal Meth?
Crystal Ball.
Crystal Ball. Hey, what's your name, young man?
My name is Crystal Meth.
No, seriously. And your name?
I prefer to remain anonymous, please. Is that all right? Is it too late? Is it too late?
You prefer to stay anonymous for what reasons?
His mom might be listening.
That and...
Okay, so Burning Man has kind of a code to stay anonymous for the hierarchies of the troop?
Well, the direction that we're going with this conversation, I really cannot reveal my true identity. It's just not in my best interest.
Okay, and I have to respect that as a professional radio host.
Just call me Christo Ball.
Okay, now you're being funny. So, Laura.
I'm never funny.
Laura, tell us about your childhood.
What was Lara, darling. I'm named after my uncle, Larry. Lara, the feminine.
Oh, you're a feminist?
No, not at all.
Most of the girls that go to Burning Man, are they feminists? Because I like women, real women.
Feminism seems to me to be...
Why are you speaking in a Shakespearean accent?
Well, when you try to box me into identities like feminism, my other accents come out.
Are you a performance artist?
I am.
How did I know? The way you took off that sweater right now, couldn't have done it any better. Kaplan would be winking at you.
Yes, I'm a musician, performance artist. I have a rock opera series called Venus Christ.
Venus Christ. And where could we hear Venus Christ?
Venus Christ is gearing up for another production, hopefully this fall.
So cool that like you do music and you go to Burning Man and you have an assistant that claims to not tell us his name because he wants to keep anonymous. I mean, you guys are just terrific people. How about them, folks? Oh, that Burning Man community is just getting me. So should I bring my kids' show to Burning Man?
Darling, I haven't gone in many years, like
right,
I
we
said.
We speak English here, not Shakespearean, Victorian.
The conditions are a bit rough.
Okay, once again.
Big kids and
little
kids. I am
so confused, my darling. You just said that you're one of the creators of this Burning Man troupe. And you're not selling it to me.
An inspiration.
You're an inspiration.
For the original
So everything's
movement.
In code with you people.
Perhaps.
What do you mean by you people?
Okay, moving right along. So you play music. Go back to Jesus Christ. What was the name of your band?
Venus Christ. It's a rock opera.
Venus Christ. Neat. What kind of songs do you sing about? Are they all silent songs?
Silent songs?
Yeah, this is a trippy episode, kids. You should see my face right now. I am sweating motherfucking bullets.
It is a fusion of ancient African-inspired music with current underground songs of the exiled women.
Okay, so what does that have to do with Burning Man? I thought your whole life would be focused around this man that burns the ground. Is that right?
Unfortunately, year after year, the man has not died.
Okay, now who's the man?
And he may be standing
you?
Beside you undercover, getting ready to arrest you.
Okay, so if you're following this program, you could tune in to skidrowstudios.com and listen to us live. I highly doubt you're going to want to call this program unless you're a Burning Man head. Because the reason I say that is because it's very hard to keep up with a founder of such a large enterprise such as Burning Man. But that's skidrowstudios.com, and we're with the co-founder, one of the co-founders. Her uncle was Larry Harvey. Her name is Lara Mekovich. And she's talking about her rock band, her assistant smiling and laughing and giggling. It's a very weird podcast today. I'm enjoying it, though. Positive energy. Thanks, Brody. So, tell us about your wardrobe and your hair. Did that come out of the Burning Man movement? Do I have to dress up when I perform at Burning Man, or can I just go, you know, in a suit and tie?
Unfortunately, the mass movement did not seem to evolve its fashion or style sense.
I'm falling apart like a cheap suit.
It's like still day glow fur.
Yeah, you're good to go actually with your jacket. Like, just put your jacket on, take off all the rest of your clothes, and you're perfect for Burning Man.
So there's a lot of nudists there.
Oh, yeah.
Neat. I wouldn't mind going now that you said nudist, because I'm into people, women.
Well, so, there's a lot of old men on bicycles.
Old men on
with
bicycles?
Pierced penises.
Now, how many times did you go to Burning Man?
I've been 3 or 4 times, I think.
You think?
Well, I can't remember.
There are a lot of
drugs. Wait, why can't you remember?
Well, the conditions.
What conditions?
The very hot conditions in the desert. And the excessive party that it is.
Okay, so that was my first question, day one at Burning Man. Now, 20 minutes into the podcast, we're going to answer my first question. Those conditions, that party you're talking about. What is that party at Burning Man? What happens?
Well, it is a very individual experience. It is also a community experience when you are able to come with your group of friends. It's hard to go there as an explorer, as a seeker, because it is quite a collection of insular communities. I think that the connection between those on the greater scale is not quite complete.
Okay, now let's talk about something else. How about Los Angeles? How do you like Los Angeles? Are you enjoying your stay here? Are you guys traveling? What brought you to Los Angeles? Thanks to my good friend, Timbo, that got us in contact. I'm going to thank him forever.
Yeah, thanks,
Timbo. Bringing you guys on my show as a guest. So, Los Angeles.
It's been a few months here. I've made some lovely connections. However,
you're all about connections, aren't you? Business.
Not about business. Just about
free love.
Feeling unified and not separate.
Got it. Yeah, I'm searching for a community in my later years.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found your community?
I have a lot of friends in a lot of places. I don't have a whole lot of friends here in LA. Mm. And it has been a bit more difficult to connect to community movements. I don't feel the same camaraderie in the arts and music as I have in other places that I've lived. So that part has been disappointing a bit. The weather's lovely.
The weather is terrific here in Los Angeles.
A lot of nice parks for hiking.
Yeah, tons of hiking here. Tons of followers of the Burning Man community, actually. Is that why you're here recruiting people? The real reason?
We don't need to recruit anyone. There's a lottery now. Too many people want to come.
Too many people want to go.
I claim only to be one of the original instigators and inspirers of the movement. I am not associated with the exploitation and elitism that is now, in my opinion, embracing the event.
No, I gotta respect that, because I was one of the reasons I never been to Burning Man is because the elitist seems like it became an Orange County sand party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like older bohemians.
I love your beard.
From Marin County. Thank you.
She doesn't have
That's
a
why
beard.
They call me Hairy Larry.
Harry Larry is your nickname. Okay. Yeah, if you're tuning into the show, this is the good part. This is where it gets good. As her assistant whips up her arm and we get a look under her arm to see if there's hair. Let's see. Do that again. There's actually no hair there. So how does he call you Larry Harry?
It's invisible cornrows.
Oh, man. Yeah. That must have been a night of dancing to the ghost at the Burning Man. Nice. Very cool. So you also play music. You brought some of your instruments along.
Yep.
You mind playing us a song?
Okay.
They always say the artists that come out of Burning Man or started Burning Man. Oh, they must be.
No, darling. I am my own entity.
You are a freak.
Free by disassociation.
Now, did you bring your assistant here just to like censor you in case you say something or give away something?
Absolutely.
About the Enterprise?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I'm actually here.
So politicians do too. They make jokes of everything.
I'm actually not supposed to be talking. I'm supposed to just be in the background and you kind of brought me out, but I don't mind. It's okay. It's okay. Just keep me anonymous, please.
All right. Well, we're back at Skid Row Studios on the Adam O podcast and we're going to have the honor of hearing a song from Laura Mekovich. She claims to be one of the founders of Burning Man. Take it away, Laura, with your music. This is really going to wake you guys up.
Terrific. Sorry. Got a little extra vibration going on here.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never heard anything like that in my life. Inspiring. Yeah, it's wow, you kind of arose the dead with that. Good job.
Such
high five.
As it is intended.
Larry Harry there.
Yeah, baby.
All right, well, so that's your specialty is music.
Raising the dead? Yes.
No, music. Because it's a contrast from where we're
Yes. Music.
You Yeah, son, this is getting good at the Adam O podcast. 24 minutes to go. Yeah. Let's bring up the energy with song number two by the terrific musician, Alora Khmakhovich.
Oh, I'm playing it? Or you're playing it?
No.
I didn't know you were going to play that.
Up in here.
Recorded one. The recording I gave you?
Yeah, this is your claim to fame right here.
Okay.
Because you can't do this at Burning Man because no one's going to be focused.
I don't think you'd be able to hear this at Burning Man.
Ah, we're getting information out of Burning Man for the first time. Mmm.
Careful.
You need to be quite amplified.
Man, this shit is weird.
Quite amplified.
Take it away, son.
To come right, across.
Here we go. That's Laura Mekovich. Song number two. What's this song called?
The Miracle of the Sea Hearts.
Miracle. Is this some type of performance art shit?
Uh-oh.
I didn't mean that. I just want to know if this is like, are you messing
hammer.
With me?
No, it's really called The Miracle of the
You're
Sea
not
Hearts.
Talking to anybody when you look behind you and the microphone's there. This is radio.
What happened here?
All right. Laura's hammering her music, her instrument right now to fix it live on the Adam O podcast before she plays a song. That's the real deal right there. She busted out a full-on hammer. Should I be scared right now? I'm a little bit scared.
You better behave.
All right, that's Larry Harry here, the Burning Man podcast for kids. All right, so any day now, we don't want to hear a hammer sound. That's not the sound effect.
This is
I
how
ordered,
the song
baby.
Begins, Adam. This is how the song begins.
I brought that hammer for a reason.
Wait a second, is that really how the song begins?
Yeah, hammer and all.
We're
talking over it.
Are you playing the other song?
I'm not playing shit.
Okay.
I just want to learn
something
about Burning
got
Man.
Got a bit jarred here on the way to the studio. Sorry, I can't play with the bad notes. What is it doing? Why is it doing this?
Okay, and that's Laura Mekovich with Why Am I Doing This?
Hammer and Embryo.
Take it away, Laura. Come on, we're on the air.
I've got a sour note, darlings.
What the fuck did you just say? Sorry.
I have to fix this note.
Okay. Laura, this is radio.
I know.
Professional radio. You don't fix your instruments when you're on the air. You do that before you come in the studio.
No, I did it.
I am losing my interest in going to Burning Man and performing with my kids' show. Thank
Good.
You very much.
That's the intention.
Why do you claim to be a fucking founder of BFF or whatever Burning Man? And this is Laura Mekovich with her second song called Burning in Hell.
Until I became the sky, star spoke to the sea. She sang to the stars, offering through me the light of her heart. And as I let go of my own precious hearts. I become a star. Sing with my lights. Burn a little fire. I sing through the nights. We are the stars. We sing with our lights. We are birds made of fire. We sing through the nights. What's wrong?
That was Wara Mekovich. That was her track two. Marvelous, Wara.
Are you crying?
Wow, Wara.
Pull it together, Adam.
What do you call that song?
The Miracle of the Sea Hearts.
Oh, that's tripping.
Again, totally now, tripping right now.
Am I totally tripping?
Are you?
Absolutely no. I'm drinking milk. What do you... Why would you say something
I'm
like
just
that?
Just kidding. It's your eyes.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me more about your music since Burning Man doesn't seem to interest you at this time. When can we see you on tour playing your box in your shovel sand?
Playing in my sandbox?
Yeah.
On stage?
Yeah.
This summer in Paris.
How many people attend your shows?
Hundreds of thousands.
Because I'm gonna really be honest with you, and I really like your voice a lot. It's actually, you have a very, very good voice, and I love that instrument you're playing. The hammer kind of threw me off when you beat your instrument before you played it.
It gets knocked out of tune quite easily.
It's a very primal instrument.
Yeah, but you have a really good voice, and you're very talented. So tell me more about your art endeavors. What are you working on besides music?
I have a rock opera, as I told you about, called Venus Christ.
Yeah, we heard the name 9 times now.
Oh, great.
What about it?
It's a unification ritual. Mm.
Now, transfer that so 3-year-olds to 100-year-olds understand that.
It's about uniting people. Mm. It is uniting the masculine and feminine, reinstating the feminine to the concept of the divine. I'm sorry, kids.
Okay, so moving right along. You call yourself a performance artist?
Yes.
Great.
I do installations. I've been studying Buto dance. What would you like to know, darling?
Sounds groovy, dude. Hey, if you're listening to the Adam O podcast right now and you want to have a good old time here at the studio with Wara Mekovich and myself, Adam O, just tune in to skidrowstudios.com and we're with Harry Larry's daughter.
I don't think you should go to Burning Man. I urge you to reconsider.
Okay, now the show picked up some steam.
Are you planning on bringing your children to witness your show, your child's show?
I don't have children.
Maybe not your own, but like, are you planning on bringing some? Like, if you're going to be performing for...
Yeah, that's what I do. I bring kids to Burning Man in a white van.
Hey, I've seen weirder.
People do bring their children.
I bet you've seen weirder. What have you seen at Burning Man?
What are you looking for? Your desire to attend this event?
I'm looking for
because
to do a
we
good
do a
show.
Careful screening
Hello.
Now. You know? It's a salon.
Hello.
Have good company.
Hello.
Oh,
Hello.
We're getting a phone call. Hey, it's Adam O. Daddy
Hello.
O.
Hello. Hello. Hello, who are you?
This is Adam O. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, Adam O. You're the star of the Adam O. podcast. I listen to you every week, honestly.
Wait a second. I can't hear you, young man. You're going to have to speak louder.
Okay, I listen to you every week. My name is Cliff Fetchinka.
Yeah, that name sounds real.
Yeah, honestly. And the reason I called, you got a very interesting guest tonight, Adam O. You know, I work for a roofing company. It's called Burning Up Roofing. And is it okay if I give myself a plug for my company? I'm in Wilmington, California. And, you know, for a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, you come to Burning Up Roofing Company. We do it all. Shake, all kinds of roofing, rock roofs, whatever you might need. Anyway, I just want to say your guest is very interesting. I had a desire at one time in my younger days Burning Man, and it sounds interesting. I always wanted to go there. I always wanted to have peace and tranquility and sit back and listen to the guy from India, Ravi Shankar, and just enjoy. I mean, it sounds like it's like Woodstock, and I missed the boat going there, so this would be a treat, to actually see something like this. Everybody that I talk to has been here, and I'm inspired what your guest had to say. I think her name was Matt Makovich, wasn't it?
Laura Makovich.
Makovich.
Lara.
Yeah, that's Makovich. It. She's interesting, honestly. As far as Burning Man, I relate that to Smokey Robinson and Jerry Lee Lewis.
What's your name, sir?
And a lot of stars have burnt up in the past. That's just a joke. Don't mind that. But, it's interesting. I imagine, let me ask you this, Adam O. Do you think they would take me at my age? I'm pushing like, 66.
I'm not sure. Maybe you should speak to our guest, Laura. Laura?
Hello?
Well, if you have the money... Perhaps you could buy your way in.
Oh, really? I did that once on Hollywood Boulevard. No, but seriously, it sounds so interesting. There's a lot of different artists and different cultures, and I'd like that. Can I ask you a question? I mean, I usually don't discuss this. I'd like to try, some brownies. And I just wonder, if I went to a place like this, would there be like a bakery where I can, get some good stuff? Good brownies? Would they sell me a brownie where I'd feel, like the chocolate hitting my head and the essence from the nuts, in other words, would I get high?
If the brownie had weed in it, you would probably get high. Is that what you want?
Yeah, exactly. And I could could I purchase this at Burning Man? Would it be acceptable?
You could just make it yourself, or you could, you could get it at Burning Man. But to go all the way to Burning Man to get a weed brownie would be kind of foolish. You could get way better drugs at Burning Man than a weed brownie.
But, see, I thought a brownie, because I don't want to mess myself up. I thought a brownie would be a more of a mild way of, feeling something.
Yeah, that could be fun. A brownie could be fun anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know how to get the brownies around here.
Where do you live?
I live up near Wilmington, California, and I don't know.
Are you serious? You live in California and you don't know where to get weed?
Well, I mean, I hear about these shops that are getting closed all the time, and, I'm afraid to go there, because if I go there and they get closed up and I'm part of it, then, my career, my company might just be washed up.
What career and company is that, sir?
Well, I'm with a roofing company. And
what do you do for the roofing company?
Well, basically, we put on shingles, and shake and tile and bitumen type systems, you know, cold roofs.
And how did you hear about my show? I'm just curious how a guy from a roofing company listens to this show.
Basically, I'm tired of what's on the radio. I like something interesting. I like something that has, you know, an interesting host. I listened to your show last week. You had Brody on. You know, I think you're inspiring. You're different than what's out there. And, you know, I find it to be interesting. I listen to it all the time.
Now, did you get a chance to... Thank you, sir. Did you get a chance to hear Laura Machovich's music? Lahara?
Yeah, I did. It was kind of different. You know, it was like... you know, just lay back, and I just wanted to close my eyes and just put my head on one of those big zombie pillows, those big giant pillows, you know, and just sit there and sip something, some soda or something, you know, intriguing. Put a little dash of maybe whiskey in it, you know.
Nice. Well, young man, it's time to get off the air right now.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I just want to say goodbye to Laura.
Lara.
Lara?
Lara.
Oh, yeah, like the women's perfume, Estee Lara.
It was intended to be Larry, yes.
Oh, Larry.
Like her uncle.
If I was a boy.
Larry Harvey.
Got it. No, very, very, very nice.
Very nice to have your call, sir, and your support.
Thank you.
Tell the the roofers that work hard, keep doing what they're doing, because a storm is coming.
You know, if anybody needs a roof, to seriously consider, you know, calling Adamo Show and... you know, later I'll give you my number.
Will do, sir.
Listen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on, Adamo. And thanks again, Laura. And it's a great show. Keep it up.
I appreciate that 8-minute phone call, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He truly does.
Yeah. Well, we have a fan, guys.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's because of you, Lara.
Apparently so.
So, Lara, we're wrapping up now. I learned all I want to know about Burning Man, which is...
Did
I
you?
Don't want to go.
Why not?
And I have 16 minutes to continue.
You probably couldn't afford to go.
Are you calling me poor?
Well... Yes. It costs a lot of money. It's quite an expense beyond the ticket price.
First, you have to buy an RV. That's your number one expense. You have to buy an RV.
That's great. Now, you call yourself Harry. Harry Larry's your nickname?
One of the many.
Great. I didn't see any hair under your armpits. Perhaps you have hair under that camouflage shirt you're wearing. You might want to just show myself. Pique my interest. Sing a song.
You're going to have to pay for that.
Everything's about money with you people.
Of course.
No, but do you have any other hair you would like to expose?
Not at this current moment.
Water, this is radio. You know what radio means?
Show the man your ass hair.
Show the man your ass hair. That is absolutely fucking disgusting.
Ew.
All right. Whoa, okay. We're just going to go right away to... Okay, I don't know if you guys got to see that, which... You did not get to see, since this is audio, but Lara showed me one of those ass cheeks of hers. And, you know, there's two cough drops in front of me, and luckily they came in handy, because I'm going to be sucking on that till the 10th minute. But actually, you know what, Lara? That wasn't too bad. I'm into women with a little bit of a hairy ass. So what I'm going to ask you next is to show us more of that hairy ass, because I only got to see a peek. Perhaps I'm nervous when I see a hairy ass, so I have to cover it up.
And you're
like,
thinking of going to Burning Man?
I only want to see a perfect ass, but a hairy ass will do, Laura.
And you're thinking of going to Burning Man?
Wait, what are you trying to say? There's a lot of hairy people there?
I'm trying to say you may see things that you wouldn't like to see.
Well, I'd like to see that hairy ass, because this is actually catching my attention at the moment.
Why do you want to go to Burning Man again?
First, show me your hairy ass, Laura.
I'll show you my hairy ass.
Laura, listen. I don't know if you have much experience with the radio. But
just
I need to see things I've never seen. So do me a favor and show me your hairy asshole.
Do you got any money? I got offered $350 once for that, and I declined.
You're not a stripper, Laura. Clara Malkovich, you're a Burning Man freak who claims to invent it, Burning Man, with her uncle, Larry Harvey.
I deny such allegations.
You call yourself Larry Harry.
Who told you these things?
Now you're speaking Shakespearean shithole.
Yes. I deny your allegations.
Please, Laura, I really want to see something I've never seen. Hence the amateur porn. It's refreshing versus...
Show him, baby. Show him.
Beautiful porn.
All right. Show him.
Okay, right now, her assistant is showing me his ass. That's wonderful. This is what they do at Burning Man. They're free. Well, I must say, that took a lot of balls.
Do you want to see the balls?
No, but I wouldn't mind seeing her, braid your nut hair.
Okay, hold on. Ready?
And Laura's actually braiding her assistant's nut hair. This is fucking gross, man. This is a kid's show. She's actually into this. She can't speak. You could speak.
I'm very focused on the task, Adam.
Can't believe you're braiding his nut hair.
This is actually cornrows. It's not a braid. It's a type of braid.
So you guys are freaks. What else do you guys do? I mean, Burning Man people. Do you guys have orgies?
Please do not associate us with that event.
Excuse me. All right. I getting carried away here with the Burning Man Freak Show, Adam O podcast.
Yeah.
You do have a nice rack there, actually.
Yeah, they're fake.
Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
The best implants money can buy.
Do you mind if I feel them too? Is your assistant mine?
Yes.
All right, come over here.
No, I mind.
All right. So, now I'm actually getting a little turned on. I had no idea what I was in for, but now I'm like accepting you guys.
We are all one, brother.
Yeah.
Are you ready to join the BM Brotherhood?
I will, but could I just see a little bit more of the goods? Listen, I'm a classy gentleman. I get sophisticated Jewish women on my nuts. I don't get hairy-ass motherfuckers every day on my show. So this is a novelty to me.
Unfortunately, we just did our waxing yesterday, so...
Where do you wax?
Everywhere.
I have a feeling you guys are into... like a lot of anal sex.
Wow. Well, you really want me to talk about anal sex?
Be my guest.
Is this what it's come to?
Is this really children appropriate?
Absolutely not. 100% not children appropriate. This show took a wrong turn 3 weeks ago. So just shut up, please.
This would actually be perfect for Burning Man.
Okay, just shut up. Okay. Go talk about anal, please.
What? You're crazy.
You're crazy.
Makes billions of dollars.
How am
I crazy?
About my butthole.
It's an industry of its own.
Why do you want to go to Burning Man again?
Do a kid show.
A kid show. What do you think you're going to find there?
Just a lot of cool fans that follow my show afterwards.
Do you think you could find a more appropriate audience?
Maybe, but I want to just get back to the conversation, please.
Must we discuss?
Have you guys ever had sex?
Only on lots of acid.
Okay, so we're getting okay. Yeah,
it's yeah. Only on acid. All right, do we have sex? I can't get an erection otherwise.
You gotta do a lot of acid. And what does acid really turn you on?
Yes.
So you don't just see like Wonderland. You actually could have sophisticated sex.
Yeah.
It's quite profound.
When was the last time you did acid?
A couple weeks ago.
So is that the most horny drug you've ever done?
We like it.
All right. I'll
it works listen. For
we
us.
We have less than 10 minutes.
You ever done PCP? That's the most sexually explicit drug I can think of. Like, you do some PCP and all of a sudden all you can do is fuck.
All right. Fair enough. We have less than 10 minutes. I want to hear a song of yours one more time, but in the meantime, yeah, I wouldn't.
You want some? I got some.
I wouldn't mind watching you guys,
Well, we need some acid.
Got any acid?
Listen, I have this opportunity of a lifetime to do a show where I get to be free. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a little sneak preview of you guys going at it.
Okay, but, we're going to have to do that for the next show. I mean, it's going to take a minute to get this shit going. But once we get it going, I'm totally down.
What's the freakiest thing you guys would do right now to each other?
We actually don't physically come in contact with each other. It's kind of gross.
That's bullshit.
With all the hair, I keep my distance.
That's why we need the acid. We enter a different dimension.
Stand up, sweetheart. Let me see what I'm working with. Now, okay. Oh, let me see those tattoos. Okay, let me see those tits again. I don't know how this happened, but now I'm seeing her tits, Burning Man tits, beautiful nipples. You only get those at Burning Man, just like the pictures.
That's why you gotta pay.
That's seriously gonna cost you.
No, that's actually incredible though. Like, could I see like that tattoo of the moon?
You want to see my tattoo?
Boys and girls, if you're listening to the Adamo podcast, this became a Burning Man strip show. But it's not attractive like a stripper. It's more of attractive like an art model. Like she wants to be painted on. Could I see those?
The moon was actually in that position last night.
Could I see your breast again, please?
No, you got it.
Could I see?
Adam, you're such a horny dog.
Shut the fuck up, man.
We can go see some tits. You want to go see some tits? Here, I'll show you my tits. Hold on.
All right. This is amazing. So I've seen tits again tonight, kids, if you're listening. We have 5 minutes left, and I have no idea how this took that turn. It's pretty incredible. I actually dig your tits.
Thanks. Do you want to check out my recorded song?
Yeah, I want to check out your recorded song.
Do you have that? I gave it to you.
I never sent it. I apologize. It must have been.
I heard him play it.
A blooper of my sarcasm overslipped my mind.
With you? Yeah, we have it. I thought I just heard you playing it.
No, that wasn't. I have it on my phone. But you are one,
have it on my phone
one incredible human being. Mysterious. Interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Don't know where I found you, but I'm happy to have you on the radio show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It became interesting. Learned
I'm
a little
so
bit
glad
about
I
Burning
could
Man.
Entertain you.
Saw what I would see at Burning Man today. Saw the conversations of community I would have at Burning Man today. And now I'm hearing the music of Burning Man. What else could I ask for on a podcast?
Maybe which one?
What else can I ask for on a podcast? She's just going to bang her iPod with her hammer before she plays the next song. But it's expected now. I dig. And there it goes. So sit back and enjoy.
Is it going to work?
Klara Machovich's new hit single. Before we go out in style on the Adamo podcast.
Should I start over?
I don't see anything playing. Did you press play?
Yep.
You're listening right now. We're trying to play her hit single.
So I do another.
But her instrument is so ancient that it doesn't always allow it to play when she wants to. Last time she banged a hammer, this time she had to tune it from scratch with a rope. She's warming up right now. We gotta see some Burning Man tits tonight. We gotta talk to a special agent of Burning Man who perhaps is a cop. We don't know.
I actually am a cop.
Wouldn't be surprised, my friend. Are you into the Occupy movement at all? Whole other topic.
Oh, hell no.
So Burning Man and Occupy, they don't go together?
So that we've been out.
Here she is, Laura Michael. Enjoy.
I saw the truth within it. I saw the truth within it. I saw the truth within it.
Here at the Adamo podcast. Hope you're enjoying her music. You can find it all over the internet. Tahara Makovich. See you next week, boys and girls. I hope you enjoyed this crazy episode of Buffet of Burning Man. I don't think I'm gonna go, but thank you, Laura, for being here today. It's been a pleasure. Love your music.
Thanks.
Love your voice. Thank you to her assistant.
Thank you very much for having me on.
I'm Adamo, and I'm wishing everybody a wonderful day. See you next week.
So that within us, even within us, I saw the truth within us. I saw the truth within us.